RNC sparks 50,000 new donors since Democrat impeachment announcement. $5 million in first 24 hours. By Jeff Poor on October 2, 2019. Since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced her caucus would proceed with the impeachment of President Donald Trump, it has done anything except demoralize Republicans based on the immediately fundraising efforts of the Republican National Committee. During an appearance on Huntsville, Alabama radio's WVNN on Tuesday, RNC national spokeswoman Elizabeth Arrington pointed out that much like the drama of last year's Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, Republicans have responded to Democrat efforts to undo the 2016 presidential election. In this case, they have done so with their pocketbooks. "We've seen a huge jump in our donations," she said to the Jeff Poor Show. "There was $5 million in the first 24 hours. Since along with the campaign, we have 50,000 new donors. For the first time, never donated before in their life. We're seeing a huge uptick because people are sick and tired of this. They've seen it. It is so transparent. You had Democrats calling for impeachment before this president was even inaugurated. They've been unhinged. Their hatred has blinded them. They do everything they can to try to sabotage and try to defeat this president through the administrative state. And yet, people see it, and there's no there there. We went through this charade, 22 months, $32 million, she continued. It was actually a lie that the Democrats and the media were spewing for 2 years. President Trump had nothing to do with Russia. This is just another example of that, and people are sick and tired of it. They are very eager, especially our base. Very eager to save this president from baseless accusations and trumped-up charges. It is energizing us for sure. It backfired and allowed us to grow our majority in the Senate because of the smears against Brett Kavanaugh they're bringing up again. Every week it is a new low for the news media and the Democrats. Now they're going down this demented path, and it backfires big time, she added. Every time they try to take out this president and undo the will of the American people and the results of 2016, it backfires. It's going to pave the way for us to win re-election and take back the House as well. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.